Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on KQWC for this second day of May. Pat Powers here. It's time again for our weekly visit with our State Representative Shannon Latham from Sheffield, who joins me this morning. Shannon, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And you're back with us again. You had a legislative forum last Saturday in Webster City there at the Chelsvig Center at Iowa Central. So how did that all go out?
Yeah, so we had a nice turnout for our last legislative forum of the session. So I think I answered everybody's question the best that I could anyway. There were several questions that related more to federal and what's going on in Congress. But anyway, we got through them all in 59 minutes. I appreciate the people who showed up. It has been, it's really been a good attendance, in my opinion, all session long. So appreciate people showing up. Last week we were talking some about budgets. I'm trying to think about what else we were all talking about. But there are some questions, I guess, that constituents have about how can we sustain the tax cuts? How can we do that with the current budget? And what are some of the things that, we're doing in the House and Senate to make sure that we can sustain the tax cuts.
And that was a topic this week there, Shannon, about what's going on with the budget situation in Des Moines. There were some agreements and disagreements, I'm sure, in the State House.
That's right. So at this point in session, it's not unusual for the House and the Senate to not have the same budget targets. So this week, the House came out with its own state budget. I believe ours is $36 million higher than what the Senate and the governor agreed on. So they came out with a news release this week saying that they had negotiated an agreement. I think that's an interesting comment since the House and the Senate have to agree on budget numbers. We have to pass the exact same bills. We've talked about this all session long with listeners about how we have to have the exact same language and bills before they can be sent to the governor's desk to be signed into law. So we are going to see how this all unfolds. But the House is really holding firm for some increases to what their budget targets are because we know that we've heard from our constituents, we believe it's important for them for us to fund the paraeducator pay increase that came out last year. There was funding for that last year. We want to make sure the funding increases for our paraeducators. And then also we wanted to be able to take care of elderly Iowans who are in nursing homes and provide some support for human trafficking victims also. So that's why our budget's a little bit higher.
All right. Let's also talk for a moment about, was this also addressed in the legislature on your side about the pipeline bill, too? Was that also in the...
So the House passed a pipeline bill. I believe where that action is right now is in the Senate. So it sounds like Senator recently used a point of privilege to say they wanted to bring the eminent domain carbon pipeline bill to the floor. I think there are 12 senators in agreement with that right now. So they are trying to get their leadership to bring that up for a vote in the Senate.
All right, so that's concerning the pipeline bill that's been of much discussion this legislative session in the state of Iowa. What else did you cover this week?
Right. So this week I serve on the House Appropriations Committee, and that was really the one committee that was meeting and conducting business this week. So just like any other committee, there has to be a subcommittee first. So I chair the Economic Development Appropriations Committee, Budget Subcommittee, I should say, in the House. And that had to meet this week first to go through our budget. And then the Appropriations Committee met, the full committee met yesterday, and we passed budgets for economic development, transportation, the Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure Fund, federal block grants, sports wagering receipts, and then the opioid settlement fund.
Mm-hmm. And this as we're doing this today on May 2nd, this is the last day that you're funded, I believe, for staying there in Des Moines?
Yes, this is the last day that we get paid for our per diem expenses. But we've seen this happen in the past where just because we're not getting paid anymore, that doesn't mean that we will be leaving. It's supposed to, I think, help incent us to get our jobs done, but we are committed to making sure that our priorities are taken care of, and we must have agreed upon budget bills pass both the House and the Senate before we can adjourn, sine die, or for the last time this legislative session.
Mm-hmm. And we don't know when that last day is going to be there, do we, Shannon?
We really don't. So we're at that point in time where we are literally on call. So the Appropriations Committee has to review any bills that have appropriations in it. So we're on call. So they will tell us, hey, we need the committee to come in and consider these bills. When we have enough bills ready to come to floor debate, then the Speaker and the House Majority Leader will call us back into session to vote.
All right. So what's coming up this next week there, Shannon, for legislative matters?
It's really wait and see, Pat. For people who like to know exactly what their day looks like and plan it in advance, this is not the week for them because literally are just waiting to see what unfolds. There's going to have to be some, I think, leadership is going to be, you know, needing to be in meetings really on these appropriation talks just because, like I said, the House and the Senate are not in agreement right now and we are $36 million higher. So they need to kind of work that out between Speaker Grassley and Leader Whitfer and Governor Reynolds. So kind of talking about what that overall number is going to look like. I imagine once they work talk through that, then each budget subcommittee chair will get a new target number. So we'll either have to most likely make cuts to our budget and see where we go from there. So, you know, in the economic development budget, it's one of the smaller budgets for the state. We fund the World Food Prize. One of the other things I heard a lot about, especially in my district, that people really appreciate support from the Council for Government. So, like for our smaller communities and smaller counties, they really provide assistance for grant writing, some business planning, some of those things that, you know, we're just not big enough to have on staff. So that's in my budget right now, and we'll see. We'll just see how things shake out.
All right, we'll see what happens this next week because you're off today, and we'll see what happens starting Monday again in Des Moines.
That's right. Well, hopefully there'll be an update 1 week from now, and I can tell you more update on the budget.
All right. Shannon Latham, our state representative from Sheffield, joining us on KQWC today. Shannon, thanks very much.
Thank you once again, Pat. Always appreciate it.